What up, world? It's your boy VJ, and we live.
We fired him and we hired him back.
They've been in search of some new employees, but due to the illness flying around, they're very very slim on our options.
Applications were scarce. Show. They were very scarce.
But this is the Bourbon on the Rocks podcast, presented by the Black Ampersand. And as I said, my name is VJ, and I got my guys with me.
Yo,
what it is?
What up? How we feeling? How we living?
Well, I'm glad you're back, bro.
Appreciate y'all.
Whoa, get your ass out of here.
And on that note, the episode is over.
Exactly. And that's it.
Thank you for being with us this evening.
Grand opening, grand closing.
But, man, I mean, it's been a heck of a week.
No, let's start positive. Jay Electronica finally released that album.
Yo, 10 years later? 20 years later? Well, like how long we been waiting?
It's been like 15 years.
This dude,
years.
Man.
About 15. Two decades.
You know, I'm not going to front. Like, I was concerned.
It's
you
actually
know.
Hov dropped a new album.
No, don't do that.
It is.
Yo.
Don't do that.
Hey, I feel him.
He barred that nigga down.
Man.
Can we just call it Watch the Throne 2?
that's right. Yeah, but that's the thing. I was concerned because, you know, most people, when they're trying to make that return 10 years later and the anticipation's so high, you got expectations.
But, I mean, this is the debut.
Basically, essentially. I mean, for Jay Electronica, like, he put out Exhibit A, Exhibit C, and then some features and, like, what else, you know?
But that's what I think, yeah. So,
he had that, what was that shit called? What was the joint with the dream? He did the remix was on the album.
Yeah.
What was this shit called?
That was a whole album concept.
Shiny
though?
Suit Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Shiny Suit Theory.
Yep.
Then you have the Ghost of Christopher Wallace and all that.
Yeah.
That was old.
And then this one there, he got Ghost of Soldier Slim.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. One thing I can do now is I can put him ahead of Andre 3000 now.
Mm,
he actually released the project.
Never.
He actually released the project.
Wow.
Don't do that.
He released the project.
Is that a hot take?
How is that a hot take?
Just because you released an album, that don't mean you hotter than, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't say hotter, I said better.
Don't mean you better either.
It does.
Nah, I don't.
You gotta prove yourself.
I feel that, but how much more Andre gotta prove?
It's 3,000.
You gotta do an album.
First of all, his name is 3,000, right. Okay?
That don't mean shit.
It's 2020. It's 3,000 for a reason.
I mean, electronica's pretty close. Like, you know, 3,000
right,
electronica.
That's
like,
true.
But I don't know.
Well, then again, Jay Electronica ain't dropping an album yet either.
But we have been waiting
for
Hov dropping an album featuring Jay Electronica.
Yeah. Did anybody know that that Hov was going to be on there?
Yeah, I heard it.
They were saying, yeah.
He did say it was going to be a
collab. That was a pleasant surprise for me. I was like, okay.
I'm not going to go too deep into it, but if you been following Jay Electronica based off just gossip and blogs. You know what I'm saying? It's been speculation of why he didn't do it. I ain't about to get into all that.
Right.
That's why you got a collaboration album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
It had to happen, bro.
It just said
in order for
Jay
you to get Jay Electronica, yeah. in order for it to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, how old is Jay? How old is Jay Z? And then how old is Jay Electronica at this point?
They both pushing.
Jay-Z 50. Almost about 60, my nigga.
Jay-Z is not 60.
He's close to 60.
He's pushing 50s, 50. Right?
He pushing 50. He might have just turned 50, actually.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Like early.
I think
50.
He just like turned 50. No. I think like December 4th is his birthday. I think he turned
50. 50. Okay.
Yeah. Him and Diddy both turned 50 last year.
Yep. Just turned 50 in December.
So Jay Electronica's how old?
43. And these niggas are barring.
About niggas, this nigga.
Nah, Jay Electronica came with it too.
He spit some bars.
Jay Z just came and just let y'all know, like, look, I'm still doing this.
Shout out to Hov for being consistent.
At the end of the day, right? That's what's got him this far.
I told Johnny, Hov is the one MC I know. Like, no matter what's going on in his life, he holds no punches back about what he talk about.
Right.
So even at the bar he spit on the new album, talking about Goodell and all of them, it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Like some folk. What up, my G?
Yo, what's up?
Chilling.
What up, baby? We got Rob in the building.
What's up?
What up?
We talking about Hov's new album.
Jay Electronica.
He's so disrespectful.
But if, I won't lie to you, I ain't get to hear it yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying with that. I ain't heard it yet. Yeah. I just heard that one whole verse. Yeah. That's it. That's all I heard.
Production is crazy, as per usual. I feel like that's something we would expect from either one of them.
I didn't really like the production. I thought it was about average for what you get now.
I fucked with it based on who was rapping.
Okay.
And yeah. Like it worked. Just how they construct they exactly yeah. how they constructed it. 10 solid songs. With nine. dope. Nine con- oh yeah, intro. Okay, nine. Yeah, intro doesn't really count. It's all voiceover. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was dope. I'm rocking with it, and you know.
I'm definitely gonna check. Only reason I didn't, you know, I'm wrong. I support my folk. I just didn't download it. It's on Tidal, so.
I got Apple Music. It popped up on Apple Music.
Oh, so it is on there. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, so okay.
It's on Spotify too. I saw it. I just didn't get a chance to listen.
Yeah,
y'all need to support black businesses.
I do support black businesses, man. I did. It's just
Apple Music is not a black.
First of all, I was supporting Tidal, and then the deal they gave me ran out, and then Apple Music gave me another deal, so I went with them. I went with the best deal. You can't knock me for that.
I'm absolutely knocking you for nothing.
Never. Got bills to pay, and I'm still trying to listen to music, man.
It's $3.
But Apple Music says
you don't deserve to listen to music.
They said sign up with this phone service and we give you Apple Music for like, a whole couple, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, you said Tidal is not no $3.
No, Tidal is nice. Well, for me it's $5. I got Sprint though.
See, and my Apple is $4. See? I got a deal. They gave it for $4.
Verizon gave it to me for free.
Gave you
Apple.
I had it for six months and then it became $4. That was part of the deal. So I was like, I ain't got
so you ain't got $1?
But see, I'm waiting on the streaming niggas service. These days, bro. I'm waiting on the streaming service that got the albums and the mixtapes. Because it's something I need, you know, from back in the day.
That's why you gotta download that PIV.
I got that PIV, but it's like sometimes I don't be wanting to have to transition between the two. I've been trying to put that playlist together, you feel me?
I was trying to listen to some other day, and it happened like that. They did not have a mixtape. I was like, why the fuck they ain't got the mixtape? Like, that shit threw me out.
And for some artists, they've been able to transition their mixtapes into albums. Cool, you know.
That is true. So I mean, I tell people all the time, I'm like, yo, you can't tell me you really, really listen to music if you only subscribe to like Spotify, Apple Music, or the Tidal. Like, I can't respect your opinion as a music connoisseur, if that's what you call yourself, if you say like that's all you got. One of those. You got so much untapped fire music.
I got Pandora. I got Pandora.
Yeah, that'll never make it to Spotify, Apple, or Tidal.
Facts.
I got that SoundCloud.
I don't listen to SoundCloud.
Or even SoundCloud. Like, I mean, I like SoundCloud too, but like even on SoundCloud, like you need like a different bag of tricks, like all the music.
How many Fab tapes is on that PIF but not on Apple? You know, or Wayne
Fab. You need them old.
Wow.
Them old Cassidy joints.
That's the old KM joints.
Facts, bro.
Joey like the Hat joint.
ESGN is, I don't think ESGN is on any of those.
Is SDE on Apple?
That was an album. It should be.
We can't find it out.
Yeah, SDE was an album. All right, let's get to the shits.
What you want to talk about? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You know we got to get to the shit, so let's talk about it.
I want to acknowledge Rudy Gobert nasty ass. That's all I'm talking about with this NBA.
We got to talk about the virus first.
We
got to talk about the new great plague.
All right, so I'm an ignorant nigga. Nah, let me take that back. I ain't gonna say it like that. Shout out to my mom. She raised somebody decent. From what I've been reading, my nigga, it started from bats.
We don't know how true that is.
Right, we just talking the shit.
It was passed through animals.
So what most motherfuckers, so what I read when I was researching came from a bat. Now it's a certain type of bat. Most motherfuckers don't even realize this.
You can't trust Gilly the Kid, first off.
First of all, shout out to Gilly, but no. And that's an interesting topic too.
Nigga, if your research is based off of contagion, I'm coming after you.
No, it ain't, man. It was literally me sitting there like researching like a paranoid ass black man, you know what I'm saying? Just like, what the fuck going on? I got kids and shit, you know what I'm saying? But most people don't know there's bats out here that's literally like 5'6" and taller. Most niggas don't realize that.
Fuck,
people don't know that, but it they are, You think I'm bullshitting?
I ain't never seen it.
Exactly, my nigga. So what I was researching was that just like how motherfuckers go out here.
You need to fact check that.
Now, look it up. Look at you have the phone right.
I ain't trying to see no.
Shit's real. That's but the shit is real.
Box. That shit is real. Damn, my weight class.
But that's what I'm saying. Shit is real, and I'm not over exaggerating
that. I seen a couple of smokers in North Philly that look like that. Damn, I'll tell you that. That's a fact.
With Scully
you go down Zombie Land
with a Scully and a cigarette in the stove in their mouth.
Hey, Rob, tell them you go down K&A in Zombie Land, you see a couple motherfuckers.
You
look
just like a bat.
Shit, then you go down Tioga and that's it.
Right.
But that's why bats and stuff, and then you know what I'm saying? Because what was in the saliva of the bats was the coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? That's what started for those eating that, and you know what I'm saying? The shit just spread from that.
Allegedly.
I'm black shit, so I got to get my new PC on. So yeah, I say allegedly, but I read that motherfucker. That shit fucked me up though. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely started from animals. We don't know which animal and who is handling. But yeah, it's worldwide now. We got schools shutting down. We got jobs closing. We got
shout out to unemployment.
Yeah, we got unemployment kicking in. We got the president looking orange and shit. Not making no sense. And
shit about to get really different.
Let me just say this though, man. Like number one, all of this like shutting down everything and him calling things into like state of emergency, it's all overblown. It's nutty. Granted, like listen, we have reasons to take the precautions that we are taking, but the ridiculous amount of uproar is nuts. Like it's too unnecessary. Like the things people are doing, like bro, like you go on Amazon right now, a fucking little bottle of hand sanitizer could be $80.
Yeah.
Because people are freaking the fuck out about some shit. Like, look, like, do the same thing that y'all would do if anybody else was sick. Keep your dirty ass clean. Wash your fucking hands. Yeah. Wash up every day. Like, don't just be going to the public bathroom in the fucking movie theater and peeing and not washing your hands. Like, just don't be gross.
But that's the sad reality is that I know there's plenty of memes and jokes, everything, like, going around about it. But, like, you really think about, like, the mass majority of motherfuckers really live their lifestyle with bad hygiene. Like, at the end of the day.
Yeah. Niggas be real out here coughing and shit, my nigga. Even when you out here.
I see every day. Well, not every day, but I see often motherfuckers walk out the bathroom without washing their hands.
Yeah.
And even when I ride on the bus, my G, like, motherfuckers is coughing and yacking. You know, yacking. Yacking. And that shit is, you know what I mean?
That's disturbing.
Hey, I get tight on the date if a girl sneezes and don't cover her mouth. Like, fam.
For real.
Like, how dare you?
that's short shot signs that she don't care about nothing.
That's why I'm saying.
Like, I can't do nothing with you past this point. Like, you don't cover your mouth? Nah. You feel me? This ain't the time to be sloppy.
The price of the soap bottle, I get it. But for us taking these precautions, I ain't mad at. Because... It is what it is.
To extent.
Like, we doing that. Yo, America is never ready. We one of the cockiest ass fucking continents, man. That's a problem. We ain't never ready for shit.
We built on this, you know, this ego, you know, taking shit for way too granted, right? That's just what we do. It's the American ego or the American way to take shit for granted. We've been protected. We got all this freedom. We good.
We do it every decade, though. Right. Every decade, somebody like, yo, some shit coming.
Right.
Some shit coming. We don't fuck with it. We start laughing, do whatever. Some shit coming. We don't pay attention to it. Some shit coming. Then the shit hit the fan, and it's like, oh my gosh. Like, and that's why I'm having to take care of now.
And I had this conversation earlier. It's like, you know, you go to the store. For me personally, like, I feel bad if I know somebody else can't. Why do I need 700 rolls of toilet paper?
That's a lot of ass wipes.
I don't get it.
I don't understand it. Water, I understand. Food, I understand. Okay.
Bro, I feel maybe like some that was paper just towels, the meme that people put out, and then somebody who was dumb just caught on and was like, yo, let's get toilet paper. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I need it, but let's get toilet paper.
Yeah. All right. I'm just going to say this. They try and tell you they gonna have you keeping your ass in the house for a second, so you need to stock up. That's basically what they trying to say in so many words. They ain't got to it, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully they don't go that far, but they basically just saying like, yo, you gonna need to have your shit stocked up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some real shit.
This shit is not even that serious, though.
That's what I feel.
Because you may be a man who has good health hygiene etiquette. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or that,
And so that's just, and so that's the problem.
Informed, a lot of people aren't doing the research.
Not at all.
What this really is.
60% of the people that got it already have already recovered, with another 25% basically almost recovered. And then you got 4% that have died that have all been over the age of 60 years old that had other health complications.
Right.
Everybody that has died from it had other health complications. They could have died from a common cold.
Right.
That's what they're not telling you.
I get it. But death is death, my nigga. So if you're going to take care of it, come on out here and spray up the air. Do what you're going to. Just don't
niggas die every day, B.
Nah, we out the hood, though. See, I feel what you're saying. If we was back on 27th, you know what I'm saying? Or 100, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm with it. But we talking about some real grown up shit. Like, if your kid coughing, we got kids, you know, nieces and nephews. If your kid coughing, it ain't niggas cough every day. Nah, take her ass, take his ass to the fucking pediatrician. My kid is sick. Not, hey, everybody 60%. No, the motherfucker got a temperature. The motherfucker ain't feeling right. You know what I'm saying? And we wouldn't dare do our kids like
right,
that.
Right, of course. And I agree 100%.
The kids ain't the one getting it, though.
But I feel like. Logically, like, there's things, especially as grown up adults, we've been through plenty of stuff. We've been sick. We done survive through all these other things. There's certain things where you can see, like, okay, logistically, you know, like Johnny said, people over the age of 60 or 80 or whatever, you know, and with health complications, they've been the one that's perishing, right?
Right.
Once, you know,
weak immune system.
Once, right. When we see these signs, it's like certain things. Granted, if they said, oh man, 3,000 children just died from the, then, oh yeah, that's sure. Different. All hell breaks loose. Like, you know, protect the children.
Imagine, like, the 3,000 kids did die.
Right.
We'd be on fucking lockdown.
We'd be in bubbles.
Way different.
You know what I mean? And like I said, I'm not trying to say that to take anything for granted, because I believe it is, like, still a serious thing, a serious
1,000%.
Issue. And it's brought everything to the forefront. We seeing how we. Clearly, we can't handle this, we can't handle, you know.
The sad part is
an attack.
As a country, we really can't.
Biological warfare.
But the only reason in that is because it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We sell the weapons that kill us. Right. We sell the shit that kills us. So that's the only reason, you know. And even now, as time goes on, we're starting to see more people becoming advanced in their own technology. Right. But that's the only reason Americans, we've been surviving. And from being as cocky as we have been and arrogant. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I say that as being a military brat and being around a bunch of military folks and having these conversations through years and years and years, you know what I'm saying? But that's the only reason. But that's what I'm saying, you know, like, we never prepared for shit.
Right.
We not.
Well, we got bad leadership at the top, and we didn't take action when it was time to take action. Right. At the beginning of this, the curve.
Right. Especially curve, because like I got, so ironically, at my job, we have Lysol wipes, mm-hmm. right? And they're from, like, last year. And you look on there, and it says prevents flu, influenza, coronavirus. Right? It's on there.
It says and coronavirus
I,
on
it? It says it on the thing. The thing is...
This is not new.
Right. It's not new, and I get that it's a different strain, or it's an evolved strain and things like that. But the research... Scientists are doing research constantly to evolve with the... You know, evolution of all types of strains. The flus changed over time. Pneumonia, you know, like, all these different things, right? Yeah, viruses are viruses. They never go away.
Right, the pathogens.
It just sit in your body dormant or not. Like, if you got it, you got it. You don't. A lot of these people who got it and surviving, they probably good. They ain't got to work, you know, because now they immune, right?
Immune to it.
Yeah.
It's just, to me, I just felt like, you know, shit hit the fan wherever it started. If it was in China, maybe they weren't prepared, or I don't know. Honestly, I still think there's some underlying stuff behind it. But, you know, when shit hit the fan, the media took it and ran with it. And because we're so invested in everything that we see, that we're being fed all the time, there's no longer a filter of logic.
That's why I don't get why the news, why people are talking about now, like, they taking it too far. I'm like, yo, before, they was controlling what you watched on TV.
Right.
So now, like, you see the concern, though. So it's like, it's just like when anything major happens. Like, if it happened, the world gonna tell you. It's right. Like, yo, nah, this is how many people concerned about it. You no longer can just have a TV station just saying, like, this is how much information we gonna give you, and now everybody's content because we told you this is what it is.
Right.
Now you get everybody. That's true,
but you got to tell the full story. They're not reporting how many people have
already recovered. Right. Just like I just seen a video on Twitter.
It's a scare tactic. That's the problem.
And you know, Italy's on lockdown, right? Yeah. And you know, I see a video and people on their balconies dancing and doing, you know, singing and this whole works. But then the way they're reporting it, it's a desert land and people are miserable and this and that. And then I got a friend whose family, who's from Italy, right, whose family is still there. And they're like, I mean, yeah, like some people are sick, but like,
it ain't that
we
bad.
Don't know anybody that's died yet.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
niggas in America is looking at Italy like it's some zombie land quarantine. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I just talked to a friend of mine that's in Paris, and like, yeah, like people that the politicians they're speaking about it, they're talking about it like it's cold red, but like you walk down the street, like, yeah, it might be a little bit more empty, but people aren't just walking down the street running amok being upset. Like, it's not, you know, I think we're sensationalizing it a little bit too much. Like, mm-hmm. right now, this is like, I would consider this to be like what the Black Plague was, but we have the technology now. Like, we're able to reach more people at one time, so we can get ahead of these things. And I mean, granted, nobody's just throwing shit out in the middle of the street like they were like at that time, but yeah, like this is what a lot of this has come from. It's just like bad hygiene and just like farming with fucking animals. Like, it is what it is. Like, you have to accept the consequences of the kind of economy you live in.
Right. Yeah.
That's so true, but that's so fucked up.
It's
to
wild.
Hear.
It's that's wild. So fucked up to hear. You know, but it also makes me wonder, like, the information that some of these big corporations are receiving. I mean, including the NBA, right? You know, because I think that's what really set the bar. It was like, professional sports, none of that. Oh, we all dropping off? Okay, then it got down to the next level, and it's like schools. Once it got to schools, I was like, oh yeah, we here. Like, we're like,
you know. I said the NBA. We weren't even the kids. Like,
dig this. So 10 minutes before I like got on with y'all, right? I was just like on YouTube randomly. So popped up like a little video clip. I guess somebody like took like a snippet of like a live wrestling event that happened. Like, it was SmackDown or something like that. And they did the event as usual, but it was all empty chairs. Like, they just performed for nobody.
Wow. Can you mention vision?
My man came out to the intro music, all of that.
Yo, you know how loud them cannons is?
Cheering, no signs, no nothing. Just walked in the ring. And I was like, yo, what am I watching, right?
Yo, that's wild. That had to be loud as fuck.
Well, that's just to prevent people from being in, like, mass amounts of people.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah,
that's why I think the NBA did what they did, just to transition. Just because they know they really can't operate without the fans.
Like, but no, they was going to let Golden State play in an empty court, though.
Right.
It wouldn't have worked.
But they were going to do it?
No, it wouldn't have worked. I don't think the players would have played because they feed off the fans' energy.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to feel like as an athlete. Like, how do you go out there saying, oh, this game is real?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, outside of like a pickup game, right?
Oh,
like,
no, it would have been horrible. That's the game when the worst player on your team is the best player on your team.
Yeah.
Because he ain't got to worry about
the pressure. He ain't got to worry about the pressure.
Right, the pressure. He's cooking now. He's like, this motherfucker Jamal is crazy.
Putting up
60.
And nobody here to see it.
It's like playing at LA Fitness at that point.
Exactly.
That nigga.
And these niggas are in the gym.
And they like, they get paid too much. This is their livelihood. Like, how do I feel going out here to, you know.
But the real ones know. Like, when you playing in front of friends. Like, imagine, you remember when you was in high school and your girl came to your game?
You turned up.
Hey, you know, I tell everybody, it's different when you get on that stage. Everybody talk that shit, but when you age, that's a...
Nigga, I turned into James Harden when my girl was
there. Some people can't turn to James Harden, that's what I'm saying. Right. Some people turn to Harold Miner this month. Right. You know what I'm saying? They just don't...
Nah, I wasn't passing shit. I was dribbling till I got an open shot.
Yeah. I can't lie. That's what the woman.
Yeah, lying. I was there for those.
That's the fact. I wasn't passing shit.
But that's the thing. That's the unfortunate part about how we are as Americans. I feel like it's like we don't take shit serious until it's like, oh wait, that's somebody that we relate to.
Speaking of which,
oh man,
what you got? What you say? We
gonna talk about Rudy now? Then
yeah,
nigga,
don't talk about his dirty ass.
Nasty ass, motherfucker.
bad.
That nigga rubbed his dick and then rubbed it on Donovan Mitchell.
This recorder is because he saw it.
So Ronnie broke it down for me. I was telling him and VJ, you know what I'm saying? I was expressing my concerns about what I saw based upon the interviews.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm neutral. One thing I know for sure is he a nasty ass nigga because he just been touching everybody. I need Rudy to do an interview when this shit is done. And explain yourself, Rudy. Why are you a touchy ass Philly motherfucker? Like, right. What's up with you, bro? Like,
wait, no, but they said, I think he said on IG that now, I don't know, because I never watched the press conference. That's why I'm asking y'all.
I just saw a clip. I didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, I heard that this was before he was properly diagnosed with it. Is that true? Yeah,
it was before. It was before he tested positive. But
yeah, he wasn't taking it serious.
I think the conversation was still coming up.
Yeah. I mean, with that information, I'm still not as upset with him, but still, it is still kind of like, bro.
I'm upset with that nigga.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's like, I mean, you know, it's one of those,
you're more pissed knowing that he has it, but, like, would you really be that mad knowing, like, all right, this was before, and then afterwards you found out, no, he didn't have it, like.
Me, yes.
Like, I don't know.
I don't like Jones, my nigga.
It's just one of those dumbass moments. Like, you know, it's like you know it's a lightning storm outside and you broke an umbrella.
You still out, nigga.
Like, bruh, like, what are you doing? Like,
literally touched every microphone and the table.
Right.
Like, it was showtime at the Apollo.
I don't think it would have been a big deal if it was just like, yo, I got tested.
But he
did the whole shit. He slapped the microphone. You do all that. It just make you look sus, man. Like, even though we know it wasn't completely on him, like, he ain't spread it through America, but.
But then who shared the meme? We was talking in the group, and then you got the meme. That shit, I'm like, see that fuck shit right there. Now you rubbing all that.
Right.
And look at the irony. It just so happened that's the other motherfucker.
Exactly.
Coincidence or not? When you rubbed in Donovan Mitchell's head, that was the same day.
I think it was a couple days before.
I saw the meme. So when y'all showed me the meme, that's why I was just like this.
I still think he got it from Donovan.
Wow.
I don't.
Interesting. Okay, hot topic. Let's talk about it.
Because Donovan interacts with more fans. Rudy Gobert is not popular like Donovan Mitchell.
He's an all-star. Rudy's an all-star.
But he's not popular like Donovan Mitchell.
I don't know
Mitchell
about that.
But he went Rudy went to France 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We know that for sure.
That's what they said, yeah. And they were like, we got to test all the teams.
They've been dating back the game since like February 28th.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming before that, he went to France, came
so
back.
So 2 weeks ago was when?
They said he went to France on February 23rd or came back from France on February 23rd.
Is that
he played
All-Star Week?
10 teams, I think.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah, something
yeah,
like
it
that.
Was, yeah.
They played 10 teams within that span, and they said all 10 teams got to get tested.
Okay.
He was out there with the people, man.
The cold part is the fucked up part that where it is like he's like, you know, it makes him look bad is like OKC only got a certain amount of tests for they whole, you know, city or
I
state.
It was the whole state.
Right? And half the staff for the Denver Nuggets had to use the test.
Yeah, it was 58 for the Utah Jazz and another 58 for the Oklahoma City, and they didn't test everybody in Oklahoma City.
That's wild.
Then the ass nigga.
But that was the entire state.
That's Yo, crazy. Danilo should have been the first one tested.
That's right, though.
That's funny.
I hope we know now.
So the NBA did shut down in response to like literally right before tip off of that game, the Utah Jazz against the Dallas or against Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Dallas owner's name?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban found out as he was sitting courtside that the game
that.
Wasn't going.
Yeah, I watched that.
Played.
Now they gonna stop the game, right? It's gonna stop their game.
Yeah. It was the Sixers had just finished their game.
LeBron
there was another game that was in overtime that they just let them play because they was already basically there.
Yeah.
But they basically stopped it like right in the middle of competition.
Shout out to David Silver, man, pressing the red button.
Wait, stop! They stopped. They didn't stop the. No, the Mavericks and Nuggets game went through. It was the Pelicans and the.
The Pelicans.
Kings was it? Yeah, the I Pelicans so. And the Kings. Like it was about to hit the floor, and it was like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
So they stopped that. The NHL suspended activities.
NCAA.
Yeah.
MLB. I want to talk about the NCAA, but MLB is not is postponing the start of their season. But what y'all think about the NBA said that they're suspending the season, so there's still a chance they come back
right
in 30 to 45 days.
I don't like that. Yeah,
what like part that. You don't
you
like
think
about
they should
that?
Be done?
It should be done.
Word. Right.
Because that give niggas you had the advantage over time to get their game together now. Like I,
it's only 30 games left in the season, but not 30 games. It's
every
like
game makes a difference though. Every game makes a difference. So now we in the lead, and now they got cats now from another team. It's just me. I'm competitive. You know what I'm saying?
But what are they going to do? They going to have a year without a championship?
No, you can't do that.
Well, they finish it.
I don't know, man.
But like, that's my point. I think they should come back.
The players not going to be like, oh, yeah, we just going to stop the season. No, like, go ahead. I don't care. Let all y'all get back.
Right, they're like, we'll play the championship in July.
We know who the teams are at this point.
I just want to say to
there's
James,
nothing, just, no amount of time that's going
to
help your Bulls
I just
want
to say to James
season.
Harden, James, if for any reason your game fall off this season, blame it on the coronavirus, my nigga, because they held you back. He was on the road.
Man, please, they just lost to the Knicks by like 16.
But we ain't got the postseason yet, see what I'm saying?
James was in La Marina or some shit. James was up in Uptown.
I mean, that's the crazy part. I turned on Undisputed today, or at least what I thought was going to be Undisputed.
Oh, what was it?
It was a NASCAR race.
Oh, even Shannon and Skip Bay show. Okay,
yeah,
man.
It was
they ain't
rerun.
Got nothing to talk about.
That's right.
I showed y'all the meme that ESPN going to be playing Baby Boy next week.
Oh, shit. Now,
what? BET treated out relax.
Right? And now,
BET treated
right?
out relax.
BET, like, look, this
relax.
Is how you do it.
Relax.
You need some time slots to fill? Put
and
this
now,
on.
Our feature presentation, 30 for 30, all right. night long.
You know Jody?
Right.
They be playing Baby Boy and Waist Deep back to back.
ESPN.
I wish I
ball.
Would call.
But it's crazy.
Big
I mean, I'm like, I'm trying to sit there and think, like, man, when have I ever just not had no sports? Even I play
Never.
In a that's look, not, I play true. In adult that's league football, and they canceled our sports.
I think that's what really hurt the world.
They canceled
they
my
everything.
Daughter's sports.
Everything.
My daughters was just getting good. They're going to start crying
it was just
again.
Getting
right?
good.
When practice start up again, they're going
to
be crying.
Our kids
like
was just
mother.
Getting adjusted to right? the team sports. And here they go.
I'm going to take them out to the track as soon as that shit opens back up.
But also, yeah. think about it, though, on this level, too. Like, look how pertinent sports is to North America.
Right.
Or to the world,
Facts.
Period.
Like, I posted a meme on my Instagram about that.
That's real, man. Like, I mean, that's why when people say things like, you know, like sports are just sports. And it's like, yeah, I get it.
No, sports
but
is like,
America, but like, though, yeah. you gotta understand what they've done
sports,
for so many people.
Ignite camaraderie amongst like very unfamiliar.
It's just like ancient Greece.
Yeah,
sports is a part of the culture
or,
of our lives.
Yeah,
you know, like Mayans and like
yeah.
you know,
like Indians, when they was doing them gladiator like, shits, like that was a part of their culture.
Right.
It evolved. We're not killing each other now,
right?
But
we
that's
still
a part
have
of our culture.
We still have a way to channel that humanistic nature to compete.
Yeah,
right. Regardless of what, I don't care what nobody say. Like most humans are built with this competitive nature
age,
to
yeah.
compete with the man next to them. Right,
who's better?
Well, I mean, biologically, you know, like. Natural selection is competition. Like,
exactly. Facts.
Are we really talking about
right.
it? Like, yeah.
At the end
so,
of
like,
the
it's in our blood, 1,000%.
And, you know, so that is tough. It is crazy. Like, I, you know, but I knew once the NBA went, I was like, all the other sports got to go. Like, there's no way they all just Gucci, like,
yeah.
you know.
You see, my brother, when the white man shuts down corporate America... You therefore know things have reached another motherfucking level, okay? We on some new shit now, okay?
Facts.
They shut down the printer machine on the Federal Reserve, my nigga. Shit is serious out here.
Speaking of conspiracies, one of y'all, we know who did it, one of y'all sent out a message in our group chat telling us to translate something from... from English... Hold on. From English to Hebrew and then from Hebrew back to English.
Hebrew back to English.
Mr. Tidwell, you want to explain that?
Yo. Hey, look, I didn't know it was going to be like that. I just thought maybe it meant like the devil or something. Like, that would have been worse. I mean,
so
better,
walk
honestly.
Walk us through what happened
okay.
when you did this.
So, you know, see, this is why you can't go on social media during crisis time, right? It just be too much, too many things. But I seen a meme, and it said, like, type in the word COVID, right? That's the the virus. COVID into Google Translate, which I did, and they said translate it to Hebrew.
I'm like, okay. From English to Hebrew.
From English to Hebrew. So I did that. It gives me the
some symbols.
The Hebrew script, okay. Right? And then it says put it back to English. So I copied it, I put it back, and translate to English. The fucking word that came up.
Yo, was it a word that came up?
A name was Kobe, K-O-B-E. Mm-hmm. And I almost broke my damn phone. I swear to God.
Because I was just trying to ask them what it was.
John Tell about to try it right now.
I was trying to ask them what it was because nobody would tell me.
I was somebody like, nah, you got to do this.
The emojis were like,
And then when Rob hit it with the 1 minus the 9, I was like, yep, nope, see?
Well, no, you ain't even got to do it that way. If you do 1 minus and 9, that's still 8.
Right. That's what, yeah.
So Kobe 8.
Yeah. So either COVID, that's what we typing in?
COVID.
COVID. But see, all right, so, yeah, so I'm not going to let, I'm not going to let VJ just die on this ledge by himself. I added fire to the fuel with the 1 minus 9, minus 8, and I was like, yo, it's -8 because we without Kobe.
Right.
Oh my God. Like, yeah. I was there with you. Yeah. So I ain't gonna let you just die here.
So this is it right here.
Yeah. So okay. you copy that and put it back into English.
And
yeah.
Then do Hebrew to English.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, so then
press the arrows to switch it and you'll have to
and then it just made me think about, like, man, like, I mean, I know people, you know, like, each year there's some people that have a great year, right? It's like 2020 is my fucking year, da 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 da, right? Every year you have that, right?
Right.
And then you got people like, man, I hate this year, I'm ready for it to be over. But for the vast majority of people, they like 2020, I don't know how we can handle this.
2020 is trash.
And, you know, like I said, it's...
2019 was trash.
It just say Kobe.
Let me see.
He
ain't do it right.
So, yeah, you ain't...
They must have did something to, like...
See, they got a hold of it. Like, hold on, they panicking. Man,
people spazzing. Yeah, he put it in. Let's go.
But when I did type it in, I showed VJ. The first thing it showed
that was the first thing that popped up. Yo,
you know what you trying to do?
Yeah, I was not expecting that. And then when COVID. I did it, I'm like, nah. It was spelt like, it wasn't like no, like,
K O B E.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like,
oh,
that's eerie. Yeah, that's.
Maybe it's when you copy it, it does it.
It's not doing it now.
Nah, it's not. I think they probably, like, it had to be.
It's probably when you copy it, it does it.
But you know what I wonder? If you had it, like, pronounce it, does it sound the same?
Well, yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. So, like, in Hebrew, because, like, my homie, I was talking to him about it today, and he was like, well, I mean, the way that script is pronounced is, like, COVID. So, when you say that, like, just think about this. Like, Hebrew is, like, I believe, so I ain't going to have nobody trying to trash me later on. Like, yo, you know what you're talking about. But I believe that it's one of our oldest languages.
Right.
So when there's certain things that we say, they're not going to translate over completely to whatever it is that we think it is.
Right.
And then, like, so it could just be the way that it's pronounced. Like, the V could literally just be a B.
Right.
In that language. But it you know what I mean, it doesn't mean Japanese steak.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just the word, and, like, we just assimilate or extrapolate from the English language and Hebrew script and put a word. And the, like, pronunciation, this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, man, like, that's got to be the closest thing or the best explanation to it. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm like, what? Like, what is that, you know?
You can spell his name in Hebrew, though.
So... Just to get back to it, so how long y'all think the NBA gonna be out? Y'all think they gonna cancel the season?
I'm gonna say till mid-April.
So that's what, about 30 days?
Yeah.
About 30 days, what you think?
I think they'll be back in May.
Yeah, I said May. Same thing. Even about May.
Same thing.
Yeah, I think mid-April, so they get the ball rolling again and get back to it. I just, for me, I don't see how they could be.
Oh snap! They really did change it.
Yeah, they did, right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So somebody was just playing in the system then.
Might have
been something. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So you think? So we all agree that we think it is going to come back this year.
Yeah, 1,000%.
All right. So you think it's going to be a delay? The NFL season technically is set to start on Wednesday. You think there's going to be any delay in that?
Yeah.
No, the NFL they already came out and said that, like, we're not changing.
They might change their mind, though.
So you don't think
everything is paperless. Like, I mean, you don't have to have physical contact to sign a free agent.
The draft ain't paperless.
What about
the draft?
Draft
is in 3 weeks.
That's one of the biggest primetime events of our age, right?
I don't think they'll do the draft event. Like, if that's what you're saying, no. I think, like,
yeah, they probably won't.
That fucking sucks.
You'll still be able to watch it on TV. Like, you'll still be able to see, like, every team pick. They're just about to change the format of how they're doing it.
You gonna cancel that flight?
No, my flight is for May.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to Vegas in May.
Okay.
Like, I figured, like, we wouldn't be able to be there for the first time anyway. Right, we'd carry it around.
Second and third, yeah.
Yeah.
They gonna be number three people in that bit. Draft point.
Try to catch some other viruses out in Vegas.
Bruh.
Wow.
Speaking of Vegas, I seen they offering lap dances out there for Corona-free strippers.
Wow. Dirty.
You know, Why, with Corona free,
right? They didn't specify nothing else though. They just said we Corona free. So, yeah,
that's a fact. Wow. So to the NCAA though, they so far have said they're canceling the tournament. Do you think that was the right decision? Should they just have pushed it back? Do you think they should have canceled it? I'll let y'all go, and then I'll throw my 2 cents.
I think it's the right decision.
Totally cancel it.
It's the right decision because they couldn't. I don't think they would have been able to do it right. March Madness is huge. They also canceled all the other spring sports, right? So baseball, track, I think maybe like lacrosse or something. You know, just play swimming, like just all across the board, right? And I just don't see how they could have did it the right way without, you know.
But here's the thing though, at the same time I feel what you're saying, but this year you gotta have May Madness. This is just 1 year, because a lot of these athletes in this tournament, this is how they get to the next level,
right? And that's the fucked up part about it.
That's why
people don't realize how big being an NCAA athlete is. It's like you have one small window of a chance to either highlight yourself and make yourself a prospect, or chalk it up and go get you a job as an accountant.
It don't stop there. I mean, let's not do that. I mean, even though this is the big stage, they also can go to the, there's other avenues. There's the training camps. They do have training camps. They NBA training camps. They're also a sponsored training camps that they have coaches go to.
How you get invited to those training camps, though?
Through your coach. Your coach and your agent. If you have an agent.
Nobody
ain't looking at.
What about them small schools?
Yet.
Look, Steph Curry went to Dayton.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I agree with that. Yeah, for the small schools, you ain't going. Yeah, that's
he put on a show in March Madness.
John Morant,
you know, like, I mean, just.
But there are other ways, you know what I'm saying, of going through that. You know,
even though that's the big stage, if you really want it. But yeah, I just feel like that stage.
But you know what I think is going to happen?
Ain't nobody going to Cal State Fullerton to recruit Bobby Wagner.
And Bobby got the folks, you know what I'm saying, to bring him in.
Nobody going down there.
They'll do it, man.
Nah.
It's all about who you know, man.
Nobody going to Cal State LA to watch.
Chill.
I think this is going to turn like the G League or something like into like an even more.
That's a fact.
Like, that's what's going to happen. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. The G League's going to be more
just like accessible. Just like I also been saying, like, now that, like, for the time being, since sports is like kind of in the dormant space, you know what's going to happen? Esports is about to pick up like crazy.
Oh,
so
that's a good point.
Y'all might want to invest in that.
That's
I'm just saying.
Point.
That shit might go boom.
Y'all should invest in stocks. We ain't going to talk about that because we ain't giving out too much free game. But do your research on some stocks.
But I did hear that the NCAA is going to give seniors a extra year of eligibility.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing for spring sports seniors. Spring sport,
yeah.
We'll see how that plays out, but I think that's only right. You know, like I said, like this is, I mean, we barely midway through the end of spring sports. Hey, like
either that or you better sign up for the Drew League. Shit, you know what I'm saying? And put your mixtape together.
Man, real talk.
That's so, okay. Yo, so I put that Kobe shit on my Snapchat and like mad people screenshotted this shit.
Oh, I believe it. That shit, as soon as I seen it, I sent it to y'all. I was like, yeah.
The powers that be was like, take that shit down. Take that shit down. Ain't
nothing. Yeah.
I told your ass, man.
What else we got?
I'm glad they got changed.
You said what else been going on?
Yeah, me too. What else we got for sports? I didn't want that lingering around. Yeah. For sports, I mean, at this point, I mean, shit, what is it? Like, what can we do? You feel me? Like, it's
ESPN showing baby boy marathons and shit.
They got that.
I already told y'all, Tip Drill gonna be on the Ocho.
What? Damn. Damn. That on Telemundo late night.
Yeah, that's a fact. Shit. Damn.
Nah, I mean, other than that, man, like, that's the NBA is what everybody was looking forward to. Other than that, it was contracts. Yeah, it was NFL playoffs. Contracts. Deontay was supposed to get his third, but that's gonna be delayed now because of shit like
Deontay
that.
Who?
Wilder for boxing. Okay. That shit gonna be pushed back.
Yeah, they're not
Let me ask y'all though. Have y'all seen the conspiracy theory from Tyson Fury about the way he boxed Deontay Wilder?
I did see that with the rubber glove shit.
Right, like he only had his fist halfway in the glove. I asked y'all, my niggas from Philly, because I know, you know what I'm saying, it's born and bred in y'all blood. You know, y'all get the hands right, you know what I'm saying, as kids. Is it possible to whip somebody's ass like that? If I only put half my hand in the boxing glove?
I don't think so.
I feel like that's hard to swing. I mean, I saw it, and I saw the glove kind of flopping and stuff.
Because they say you're not punching, you basically slapping the shit out of somebody, right. Like bare knuckle.
But that's what hurts your hand.
That's what I'm saying. So you'll for y'all, that okay.
I don't know if it made a crucial difference. I'm not sure. I'm not a boxer, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been hit with a fist before, so like I know that can hurt. But like,
you ever been slapped with a closed fist? I'd rather get slapped with a closed fist than be punched.
He like, said, "Okay, I see what you're saying. You're right, right, right.
It don't hurt.
Right, right, right. Like, it's just like a
ribs
like
on somebody.
You're hitting somebody with the bottom of your hand, your palm, right? Yeah."
Like that's a way to break your hand or break your wrist. Like I don't know why he would want to do that, but
so that's why I'm like, I don't know if it was intentional, but
yeah,
you know, I mean,
I don't know. I don't see the benefit of that if that's true.
Right. So I mean, how I gotta ask y'all. So how long can y'all go without sports?
Like playing sports.
Well, at least watching, and you know. Because at this point we don't know when it's actually gonna come back, right?
Oh, I'm gonna
we
got be
tentative,
bored as shit.
Tentative yeah. dates.
I'm gonna be bored right? as shit next week.
Somebody said crime rate's gonna go up soon, like you know, shit. No, like,
come
so,
9 months from now. What's 9 months from now?
Football season.
It's gonna be a lot of babies in 9 months.
But I say that too. Luckily they got 2K, but even then I can only do but so much 2K.
Yeah. You know mm-hmm. Once you get through two games, you tired.
Right. I ain't super. You know, I tried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once you get through two games, you tired.
And I keep losing to the computer, so I ain't playing. I'm a reset-ass nigga. I quit and rematch.
Oh, we got 30 seconds.
Right.
Click. Oh, my
it
bad.
It don't count. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. I'm like I love it. I love the NBA. I definitely know that, though. If football season is out of commission, then I'm oof, I don't know. I'm going to have to find a new hobby or something.
Yeah, you're going to have to, like, listen to your girl and shit.
Man.
No comment.
Speaking of which,
right,
I
see, like, I was staring straight. And I was like, man, I want to answer that, but I ain't gonna do it.
I got a question for y'all.
What up, dog?
Oh boy.
What's some of y'all biggest turnoffs when meeting young ladies? I'm assuming we're all straight men, right?
First of physical, all, emotional.
No, just
mental,
in general. What's in general? Your biggest turnoffs?
Oh,
give me three of your biggest turnoffs.
I like to say this first. Because we're all taken, this is just based off an opinion based.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you ain't getting me, slapped up, nigga. Hey, let me tell you something, man.
Nigga, you making it hot out here.
Never. 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 If you know me, you know me.
He's going to walk back to the house.
Exactly. I like the vagina I lay in there. Fuck that. Fuck nobody say. But to answer that, though, as on some 1,000 shit, though,
What's the biggest turnoff?
Biggest turnoffs. You gave us this whole prelude and shit.
Hey, I just had to make it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Get stabbed. All right, now when you say getting to know them, do you mean just like straight up introductory the first time? Like, I mean, we hanging out, or like what are we talking about?
Let's say first date. Okay. Your first date. What's your biggest turnoffs?
You going first? Oh,
right. Like when you know right away this ain't it.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you want, what you got?
All right, so I'll give you two physical and then one mental. Physical, bad teeth. If I see you open your mouth and it's bad, oh man, I'm sorry. I can't help myself. No yuck mouth. I can't do it.
That's a hell no.
Right? And then bad like hygiene, right? And I was gonna say like bad feet, but I'm gonna include that into the hygiene. I feel like they kind of go hand in hand. In a way, right?
The way you pamper yourself.
Wait, exactly. There you go. The way you pamper yourself. The way you take self care. And then the other one is if I get an immediate, obvious sense of lack of intelligence. Okay. If I feel like
VJ, shut your merry ass up. The shit that everybody already knows.
Hey, it's real.
So you can tell he married. I ain't mad at him. I'm glad. I'm like, yo, those are safe answers. Actually, this nigga smart. He probably does know.
I'm thinking about.
He knew what he was running into.
I don't like. Mine's is
teeth is a fact though. Yeah. Teeth is a fact across the board.
I don't like representatives. 1,000%. I don't like representatives on the first date. I don't like a woman who be like, I'm this, I'm that. And you be like, I know goddamn what.
Claiming titles.
I'm loyal.
But just her life. You know what I'm saying? I'm this, I'm that. Yeah. And like, and then, you know what I'm saying? Because later on, you start realizing, like, I thought you was this. Yeah. I thought it was this. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's one. And then the other one is, I hate a mute motherfucker. Who just quiet and act like you supposed to set the whole.
Bad conversation.
Like, they don't know how to counteract, you know what I'm saying, with a conversation. You say something, they say something, and then you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It get really weird, and then they draw attitudes. I've been with my.
Nah, I don't like motherfuckers who be on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yo, don't tell me to stop eating my meal or to not touch my meal because you want to take a picture and or put a video on Instagram Live or Snapchat. Like, yo, I throw my plate in your face.
Facts.
And I'll be honest, and even if I was to ever, if it happened, if I went on a date now in 2020, I mean, we got to go half now. We half it now.
Oh, I tell people that all the time. I don't play that game. I'm like, I'm not your sponsor.
Because now.
We got no report. What am I paying for?
Because now it's like, there was some, I can say there was some non-intelligent moments as men coming up. It's like you thought you were supposed to, you deserve something, you know what I'm saying, because you took a woman on a date. And now that we've matured and we understand what's going on, we going to date, we halving,
right?
Because I ain't guaranteed no ass.
Yo, hold on, wait, hold on.
We halving.
Like, we getting to know each other.
Exactly.
We getting to know each other.
We getting to know each other. I ain't paying for shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we halving. Like,
okay.
Ass ain't guaranteed. Like I said, you know, back in the day, we were arrogant. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, if I do this, like, I got to get some. But now that we mature adults, it's like, yo, first of all, this ain't guaranteed. Half. Whatever you order is what your ass ordered. I hope your credit card is on point, because I ain't paying for that shit. Hope your Venmo right.
Yo, they going to put you on the Harvey Weinstein.
I got cash at too.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
All that. That's
but that's my, yeah, that part right, yeah, go half.
Yeah. She got to have a sense of humor,
you better
too.
Pay for your own shrimp, scampi.
Yo, what would y'all do if y'all in a situation, you're out on a date, and then you find out that the girl is, like, overly obsessed with a musician?
Man, wow.
Like, she knows the musician, or she just
obsessed
with their
So, you mean, like, she got Drake on her background on the phone, and, like...
Yes, my nigga. Like, literally that.
I got one word, right?
How old are we talking? If she like,
I don't know.
If she like 30 plus and she acting like that?
Oh, that don't work at all over 20.
That should be a dub. That should be an all the way dub.
That don't work at all over 20.
Yo. Yes, I know.
I'm just saying.
That's a no-go.
If I see it, just know that's your cheat code. But that ain't never what you want.
But you should always understand that's the type of dude she looking for. Like, she's looking for that. You know what I'm saying?
1,000%.
So that nigga's on her phone. She that's the nigga she want. That's you know, that's the one hitter quitter right there. That's that guy that walk into her life and you be like, why are you doing that? She's like, you don't get it. Like, that's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd do anything for that right there.
I don't think anybody over 20 should be obsessed with anybody.
Yeah. Hey, look, that's
one of the... Anybody over 20, you shouldn't be obsessed with
anybody. That's one of the biggest things that I've come to terms with is, like, for myself, it's like, I can't be that much of a fan of other people. Like, I love, you know, different artists. Like, they're dope. You know, athletes are cool. You know, it's cool to follow people, whatever. But like, I just feel like there's a certain, like, I don't get starstruck.
No, never have.
I only did it once.
And it amazes me. The only person I probably get starstruck over was probably Kobe. And that's just because I was 6 years old when I, you know, first started watching this guy.
Queen Latifah. That was, you know, when I met Queen Latifah.
Okay.
I was like,
that's fair, right? Like, oh, you got this, like, you know. But, like, outside of that, I'm like, even if I seen my favorite artist to this day, you know, like, I just...
I don't even know who my favorite artist is.
No, you know what I'm lying? I did get starstruck one time. The Green Ranger came to my homeboy birthday party when we was 5.
Wow. Wow. See? Fair enough, right?
I wanted to fight that nigga.
Tommy?
He
became the White Ranger.
Right?
I knew y'all was gonna give me, but I knew y'all was gonna give me.
Oh no.
Fucking assholes.
Oh shit.
Nah, I know. Yeah, when you get older, man.
Alright, so can we come to a consensus? Is teeth, immaturity, obsession?
Yeah.
Bad pampering habits.
Right.
And Rob, you got one more?
I already said the phone shit. Oh boy, you know what? Yeah, all right. I'm not gonna ask y'all to stand on this ledge with me, but I'm gonna just say it my damn self. This super feminazi shit. I can't do this.
What is that? What?
He said the feminazi. Oh,
right.
Shit,
you know, like you're a feminist, and like, you know, like, you don't give a fuck.
Not even when you're a feminist, when you're a fake feminist, like when you just be pretending to like to rock with shit, you only rock with shit in certain areas. Like, you're a feminist when it's convenient.
Part time,
Until the bills come at the end of the month.
When it revert back to who paying for the bill, huh?
Yeah. Always.
Or they expect, you know, that is an interesting topic, because it's like, you know, I have met feminists, you know, that want a man to be a man, but at the same time, you know, they don't want to give a man a credit, and it's like, well, okay, so what's your definition? You know,
that line for me becomes blurred every day. Like, the more I hear the word feminine or feminist, like, the definition of it becomes more gray. You know what I'm saying? It used to be black and white, but now it's more gray now. Like,
yeah.
See, the thing I always say, like, remember how I told you, I said, like, I don't do the whole I'm paying first date type shit. Like, eventually, yeah, like, I pay for, like, if, like, I'm starting to, like, rock with you, but, like, I put that out there in the open, like, before we even go somewhere. And even if I don't, it might be the day of, and I'm gonna just say, like, nah, we going Dutch. I don't know you like that. And in the way I break it down, I always say the same thing. I'm just like, look, what we're doing right now, regardless of whether or not this shit is serious or not, like, what we're doing is we're grooming each other to find out whether or not we want to fuck with somebody on a long-term basis.
Right.
Like, especially at the age that we are now. When you, like, 19, 21, nah, like, we know what this is. Like, right. Like, we just try to kick the business, see where it go, and if it's only till tomorrow, then it's only till tomorrow.
I seen this post where this girl was saying, like, I would never pay for my bills if I'm with a guy and, you know, he paying the rent and whoop de whoop de whoop. and it started, you know, it sparked a conversation, you yeah. know, and it, you know,
that part I get though. Like I got homegirls like that, but they would they are defined, and it's by opinion, but their resume and record show that's what you call bad bitches. That's a bad bitch.
Or
as a man, you know what I'm saying?
And then another thing, don't tell me I got to pay because it's expensive for you to get ready.
Right.
Bro, you bought mascara long before I was ever in your life.
Right. What were you doing when you was on your own?
No, like...
But see, she tried, that's when they're qualifying themselves. And it's up to you to determine if you a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying?
If I got it, I'm all for taking care of whoever's around me, right? That's just how I am. But I still need
to have a rapport with you to do that.
Right, exactly. You gotta earn it. Like, I'm sorry.
You get me?
You feel me? And in this day and age, I mean, we've all been in LA. Like,
it's horrible.
Shit, it's teamwork. I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about.
1,000%.
you feel me? Like,
teamwork make the dream work.
Always. You show me the people that's doing it just straight up by themselves.
That's why I say when you talking to them, you know, you start meeting a representative. Right. Like, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
Stop asking me.
Look, dog, my bottle of Aventus is $400. Who paying for that other than me?
Facts.
You ain't putting nothing down on this bill. Like, I promise you, my bottle of cologne might be more expensive than your entire mascara set. What we talking about? Like, nah. Like, right. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. Right. None of that shit. What should matter at the end of the day is we both investing in getting to know each other, and then we take it from there. And then after all of that's cool, said nothing, like, oh no, like, word, like, I can rock with this. Yeah, right. Come on, I'm paying for this after that. Like, yeah, we moving in that direction. That's when it makes sense. But on the first day, hell no, you could be trash.
That shit just like, depressed the shit out of me.
I will say though, if I like interacted with somebody and really just felt this, like, the moment. You know, I may yes. step up and be like, all right, like, that this the first sense. Date, like, okay, like, I'm like, you dope, like, I fucks right. with you.
All of that makes sense.
You feel me?
All I got you. That's
but
that's
a, yeah, like, I'm with Rob, like, from the jump, nice, like, though. Hey, look, this is how we rock it today. I'm gonna just put it out there, like, look.
But that's how it's supposed to be.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
I don't know.
That shit made me depressed, man. Shout out to my old lady, man. I'm glad I got you. God damn.
Hey, for real. Once you get a solid one, you know, and that's the thing, you know.
That's a fact.
Shout out to my wife.
You start realizing.
Shout out to all the solid women out there.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, this week, we was in the group chat, and one of our friends mentioned that he has spent the night with this young lady. Well, I'll just say lady.
Right,
you know how
right,
young
right.
she was.
Right.
Wow. And then. Like, he got up in the morning, you know, all cranky, yawning, breathless.
Man,
right.
Can
right.
we just stop playing coin?
Nigga, hold up. It's my show. Nigga got up, breath stinking, scratched his balls, looked over.
Oh, God damn. That's
he saw
good.
A picture
what?
Of her and this
all this, extra
this young tenderoni.
Wow, tenderoni.
She had a young tenderoni picture. She was wearing a nice little sundress. He had on a suit like he went to prom or something. Okay. Come to find out, this young man found out that was her son, that they was about the same age.
Right.
So what's your opinions on dating older women with kids the same age as you? You think
I'm with it.
Stella trying to get her groove back?
She definitely trying to get her groove back.
I was.
Is it nasty? Hey,
look, like I said, that ain't my mom, so fuck it.
I was like, dude, when I was, you know what I'm saying, I know people don't approve. Right, but that's what I'm saying. When I was young, no folk don't approve of it. But my first girlfriend, she was 32. You know what I'm saying? But I'm from the hood. You know what I'm saying? So
how old were you at the time?
16, 15.
You know that bitch a pedophile,
what?
Right?
Right, but you ain't thinking like that when you like. You
no,
just,
you ain't thinking nah, right.
yeah, you like that.
Hey, look, you ready?
Really
you ready?
Not. That's the crazy part about life, my nigga.
So you about to.
At that time,
you're about to tell the entire world about a criminal crime.
What I'm about to tell, no. What I'm about to tell
about a pedophile.
What I'm about to tell what I'm telling the entire world is. No, what I'm telling the entire world is yeah, now that I got my own kids and nieces and loved ones, yeah. But when you that actual person, when you that kid, well, you me. I ain't speaking for everybody. I speak for me. I ain't worried about that shit.
So what was everybody else in the hood saying when you was fucking with this 32-year-old?
congratulations, you fucking is 32.
Yeah,
they were saying congratulations. Nobody said, yo, what's something wrong with this bitch?
Nope, they were saying, how did you do it?
Nobody said,
but you know why though? Saying, because everybody he was consulting in that matter was around his age.
Nope, man, that's a lie. Nope, no, they won't.
No,
nope, it was the big homie Leroy and all of them. See, that's what I'm saying.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I got a similar story. Similar, well, not like that. We ain't date, but you know.
But you never date.
Y'all want to be putting all this out there on the open, y'all.
Right? This is a pedophile shit. So when I used to play basketball, after basketball practice at school, I used to go to this gym in the Philly area. It's called High Point. Everybody from this area knows where it is. Mm-hmm. So it was this trainer that used to work over there. And she just, whatever, for whatever reason, she had like the biggest crush on me. Rob, you know what I'm talking about right now.
Come on.
Like, she was bad as shit, though. But she had to be, she wasn't 30. She probably was about 26, 27. She was old enough. She was older than me, and I'm 15, 16, 17. And she I started messing around with her. I thought I was going pro, too.
Yeah, we. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was going pro too. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I swear I was going pro.
You won't shabby on that bank shot. You won't shabby though. Your resume speaks though. You won't shabby.
I thought I was going pro at the time.
No, you know what got him in at the time? I was like, yo, you could be fucking the next Kenyon Martin.
Wow, he got vivid on it. Picture this.
No, that's what that was my look back then. We used to do the headbands.
The headband, the whole nine. Yep.
The headbands, the armbands, and high socks with Vince Carter shocks. Like, it was a corny time. It was a corny time.
Good time to play basketball, though.
Yeah, it was a corny time with 4X tall tees and shit. Like, it was a corny time.
Right? But I just... Okay, so just so we bring it back full circle.
The thing about if her kid is your age, nigga, that's not my fault, one. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying, do you feel comfortable with that relationship?
Always. And you better not disrespect me. Don't disrespect me, my nigga.
Like, so you gonna be step brother?
Nope. I ain't
because you step daddy and brother at the time. So that's step brother.
No, it ain't even that. Let me breathe. Let me be my brother. Let me be great. That's all I'm saying. Let me be great, brother. Like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, that's all I'm saying. You ain't. I mean, cause you
be brother daddy.
He a grown ass man. So that man might
step brother.
He a grown ass.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Let me add some interesting perspective to this.
Whoa. You snitching right now?
No, I'm not. How?
Because you're about to add perspective to it, and only one person would have perspective.
All I was going to do is reverse the situation. Now, let's say it was your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Who mama?
Anybody mama.
Any of y'all mama. Johnny Perry.
You see how
everybody got quiet?
Who mama?
Not.
Anybody mama. So let's just say, like, you walk in the crib.
First off, hold on.
I slapped the shit out of both of them.
First off, I'm going to choke the shit out of Tracy. I tell you that now.
What up, Mama T?
I'll choke the shit out of Tracy.
We know that ain't happening. You feel me? We know you putting hands on him.
No, I swear to God, I choked the shit out of Tracy.
I raised you better than that, right? God damn it.
Mama T,
I will choke the shit out of him.
Yo, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a trap. Because think about it. Your mother wouldn't date a nigga your age if she knew the repercussions another nigga had to pay. So what does that say about you? Right. That your mother is still dating niggas your age.
Yo,
I hate to say that.
Right? Like,
that means, like, you need to show up at home a little more often or something. I don't know.
Your own record? Ask my mom about the niggas that tried to step to my mother. Her age or whatever. It's an attitude problem. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'd rather you leave because my son is a fucking asshole. You know what I'm saying? So that says what that says about her son. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about this little nigga. Like,
here's a little interesting tidbit, a little bit of information I found out also while I was there that day.
So, all right, just tell the world. It was Rob.
It is what it is. I take that one for the team. It don't even matter.
But
also, she added a little part in that her and her son be partying together. So I was like, yo.
Hold on, whoa. Say that again. She what?
Her and her son party together. Like,
see, that's what I'm saying.
She kick it with him on his birthday parties. Like, you know what I mean? They go do stuff.
Your mama deserved to get locked down.
Yeah, like this is like ultimate. This is Stella Part 2.
So that's Stella, the crowd she hang around in. So that's a comfortable environment.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. This might have made it a little bit more weird because, like, I could just be kicking it with you, just like in the club, and then all of a sudden son walk up like, hey, so you my new stepdad. Like, what? Hold up.
You wait, my stepbrother.
That's so off, bro. That's so off. I can't party with my mama, man.
Nah, that's a unique situation.
And if I do, it's a family guy. Like, it's a family affair. Like
it's a family affair. Always,
like my cousin and them is there. My brother and them is there.
Yo, that's actually a bar, but I ain't gonna take it.
Fuck that. Nah. But that's okay.
Well, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. I'll leave that situation alone. What else happened? Oh, Tekashi getting out of jail in August.
I mean, we knew that though.
I just for the entertainment value. I want to see.
Well, you don't even let me ask the question.
Oh, go ahead.
How long y'all think he gonna last?
I don't know.
These niggas weird these fine. Days. He might be good. That's he's probably gonna drop an album. It
might be good.
He might be good.
Tell him, B.
These niggas ain't talked about him in minutes.
Yo, the climate.
It's been
a
while.
The climate is different with this generation. It's a lot of young homeboys.
They killed Nipsey. They killed Tentacion. They killed Pop Smoke. But Tekashi.
There's no value.
No, there you go.
There's no value.
Tekashi is good.
He ain't worthy. If this nigga die, like, what they gonna say? Ain't nobody getting a Tekashi tat.
90s babies and ups.
Is protected by the United States government. I don't care what nobody says.
No, he's not. He's not entering witness protection program.
But he still watched
them. No, I understand that.
While
I
he's on parole.
I know what they're telling me.
Or while he's on probation.
But not even
whatever
that.
Whatever he's going to be on.
But you know, his eyes, they're going to have eyes on that kid. Yes.
They're going to know who did it, but it's a matter of how long y'all think it's going to take until
he's
going
to start making some fucking...
Mind you, I'm not wishing death on nobody. He's
gonna start making some like reggaeton music or some something, right? Spanish pop,
yeah,
right?
Spanish.
And blow the fuck up like he already was.
And then that part, and then he ain't got to make money in the States. They take his ass overseas.
He's bigger overseas.
Yeah, he already known.
So I like. I mean, honestly.
So y'all don't think nothing gonna happen to him?
I don't think so. I said I'm going to wait to see.
I doubt it.
Because I live by...
No, I need you to put a number on it.
Nah, I live by... I'm going to wait and see this one.
I think he'd be fine.
If Tekashi dies, he's going to be in his 40s.
Yeah, something like...
How old is he now?
He going to be able to change his hairstyle. I'll put it
like
that.
Like 22?
Well, he'll be... I feel like if anything, he's going to be the destruction of himself. It ain't going to be...
He's more likely to die because his baby mama going to shoot his ass out of jail. Like,
nah, his baby mama, she out here... surviving for her life now. She don't care about that. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, he more likely to die to her than to, like, some shit happen to him. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I just don't believe it. Like, the snitching policy has changed.
Right.
We look at things a whole lot differently. Also, I think Blueface might have put a little bit of pressure on him coming out of jail now that he was like, yeah, I don't fuck with Tekashi now. It might start a whole new wave of a bunch of rappers just saying, oh, like, I don't fuck with Tekashi. Like, granted, this is something that was unspoken and we all understood, but I feel like this is about to become a corny trend for everybody to just say it. Like, we already know that. We don't need nobody else to say it. So, in that way, it might ignite somebody else to do something stupid, but nah, like, I feel like your homeboy is going to be fine, unfortunately. Like, he shouldn't even be out of jail.
It's going to be the perfect time for somebody that's young to earn stripes. I know people don't like that type of talk, you know what I'm saying? But if you know, you know. It's going to be the perfect time for somebody to earn stripes, you know what I'm saying?
But that's what kind of stripes are you really getting from even doing that? Like,
yeah, you're not
really
going to
be because right now he
got the rainbow hair, the bull.
Right,
like,
no, but
he was being protected
right,
by the
government. So that's my point. I'm like, what do you get from that? Like, he ain't kill no real nigga.
You get a rep, you get a rep. You get a name.
For a body? Like just a regular ass body?
Yeah. But that's not considered a regular body. That's actually
a name.
That's a name, yeah. And that's part still, if you like, know, you know. It's part of the name, it's part of the culture.
What, ain't nobody gonna be sitting there reflecting on damn 6ix9ine dead.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not that. It's because
it's from the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
It's stripes and whatever they are part of, that's where the stripes come from.
Yes.
They're gonna be like, that's such and such from such.
That's
and such
what I said. It's gonna be interesting to watch
to Tekashi,
because the niggas I looked at for laws and to have shit in order, they have the new generation now. That's it's the younger generation's OGs, so they're not at the forefront. So I'm waiting to see now what the newer generation does and how do they go about it and set an order. You know what I'm saying? And the tone. So everybody talking that good shit. So now I got to see it now because, like you just said, the value look like it's just been like diminished. Like
y'all think some young like Treyway K cats that got something to prove. Oh,
depends on where he is.
Where, yeah, where he goes. Exactly.
I think it'll be anywhere, though. Any major city, I think it'll happen to him.
His head is like, what's my man? Is it Castro? What was it? No, what's the dude that sold drugs? The cartel. The cartel. What's my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Pablo
Escobar. It's like Escobar? That.
Nah.
His Escobar got the value. But this dude got a name. Even though we don't like the way he got his name, he has a name. So his value is based off, you know what I'm saying? Right. The name.
Yeah,
it's expected to happen. Like, honestly. Like, I'm not wishing that on nobody, but it's expected.
Based upon code and what just happened.
It's expected to happen, but I just don't think it will happen. I think a lot of people want to do something to him. Like,
yeah, but
a lot of people do want to do something to him, but do I think anything's going to happen to him? No.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you can say that in the time frame, but he has to make it through the rest of his life without nothing happening.
I just feel like, niggas,
at some point in his life, something's going to happen to him. I can guarantee you that.
All right, look, do I think he's going to get beat up? Do I think somebody's going to get slipped?
That's something, though. Of course. Something.
Yeah. Right. I just don't think.
Let me rephrase it then. So if that's where you're coming from. Right, exactly. Yeah, okay, yeah. It's going to be a constant, like, homeboy's going to be going through purgatory if he ain't got no protection. But do I think he's going to get dealt with, like, for real dealt with it? Nah.
And it's going to be to the point where, like, all right, niggas beat him up. All right, cool. 10 years down the line, this nigga gonna drop a fucking album and be like, I'm still here, bitch. Like, you know, like some wild shit. Something else
gonna
happen.
It's gonna be interesting to see. Like I said, I've never seen this type of climate. On camera.
It's different.
You know what I'm saying? If you come from the culture, you know what it's about. But to see it on camera, it used to be handled.
That's my thing. I guess at this point, it's like, if they didn't do it before all this shit went down, I just, that's why I don't feel like anything's gonna happen after the fact. Like, they all knew what was gonna hit the fan. It's not like the feds just popped up on them. Like, the feds been on their line for a minute.
Yeah, but they didn't know how deep to get.
They knew. They had to know. They had to know something.
They knew they was being watched. They didn't know how far it was gonna get. If they did, they would have did things differently. They wouldn't have basically gave an outsider all that power.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they would.
I think that.
I think they would have.
I just think niggas was dumb.
When you look at the
niggas
history.
Niggas was definitely dumb.
When you look at the history of White Boy Ricks and all shit like that, I feel like they done some shit like that.
I watched that movie.
And he basically, when it got real crucial, it was the clutch time. You know what I'm saying? You had to pull him out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, this nigga about to get killed. Like, I know he was using him to do this shit, but he about to get his life taken. Because in most cases, if you a black man,
right,
and they would have done some shit like that, and you a bitch ass nigga, and you decide the last moment you ain't for the cause no more, and you go to them people, they would what? Still lock your bitch ass up.
Yeah.
That's true.
They would still lock a nigga up. So that's what I'm saying. So with this kid,
non-black snitches survived.
And that's what I'm saying with this kid. I gotta see, cause I'm like, yo, you know, and that's what I want to see too. Cause we so harsh on our culture for the other representatives that are black. Like, you niggas is definitely about to be cut off. You know what I'm saying? But another motherfucker come up and they white or they Spanish or whatever, and they part of our culture. Niggas get like this pass. Like we just saying, you still gonna be able to go make seven figures. Still get to go overseas.
Right.
Still get to go swimming pools. But if a black nigga do that shit within your own culture, this nigga can't go to the mall no more. His baby mama can't take his kids to the babysitter no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. So that's why I say I'm sitting back eating my popcorn. I'm just going to watch, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's really going to tell me what the climate is. And then from then, you know what I'm saying, through the proper protocol, I'm asking questions from that point.
Right.
Well, I don't think he's going to be able to perform nowhere. So it depends. I think it all depends on where he goes.
He's going overseas.
Oh, he will internationally.
He's going overseas. He's going overseas. Right, he's going overseas.
If he goes overseas, he still can't perform.
Why not? Yeah.
I've seen a motherfucking rapper in Brazil get killed on stage.
I feel you, and that's true.
What
that's
did he die for?
But there you go. Thank you. There you go.
He wasn't snitching, I can tell you that.
Because I won up your one.
Yeah, but who was riding with him?
Right, exactly.
These overseas cats fuck with him. Like, that. You ain't heard nothing about nobody, no UK Bloods or whatever, exactly. Talking about fuck 6ix9ine.
we don't.
Well, you know what?
UK bless.
That's the point, though. Aren't those the cats that gotta prove themselves?
That's right? The one.
All the stripes. There's all the stripes.
That's stripes.
International trying to get in with the American crowd.
Anywhere in the world.
I just say this in a third world country.
People just care about being famous and going viral now. They don't care about. They're not thinking long term. That's a fact. They're not thinking.
Yeah. But that's why I say, if anything, he'll go international because they're into the culture of being viral. So
and I'm saying that's still not safe for him. I'm saying something can still happen to him international, no matter what country he goes to, unless he go to fucking Antarctica, which is a warm place right now.
And even then, that's military based. Like, you ain't about to be chilling up in that. Just ain't having fun out in Antarctica.
That's what I'm saying. It can happen anywhere.
I mean,
but good luck to Tekashi. Good luck to him.
Yeah.
All right, we about $120 in.
Yeah. Time to wrap it up. Yeah.
Wrap it up.
You feel me? And, you know, great episode.
What?
Wrap that shit up, B.
Yeah. If your glass ain't full, pull up, tap those glasses, and, you know. Have you a drink, man? It's a Bourbon on the Rocks podcast. Sponsored by the Black Ampersand.
Y'all be safe out there, man.
We out. Yep. Stay clean.
And don't change in the court.
Hygiene is...
like Tekashi by Mass.
...is a real deal. Right? Wash your goddamn hands.
Oh, you and might stop buying all the fucking toilet paper, you dumb dickhead.
Right?
Fuck Jesus Christ. Touch your butt.
That's funny as shit.
And on that note,
I'm putting that clip of VJ's pause moment.
We out
of
here. Nah, the fuck you not. You gonna cut that shit out. That ain't fair. This nigga John Tail set me up.
Right,
whatever, fuck y'all. This is a Black Ampersand, God damn it, Bourbon on the Rocks podcast.